back. Can you believe it? We didn't abandon you guys forever. We are back with another fun-filled episode of your favorite podcast on all of the internet. All Talk No Bock. I'm Woo! Heather.
I'm Charles.
And I'm Reese.
And today, since we took a chunk of spring training off, we're going to discuss basically our season predictions, because the season starts in 2 days from when you guys are listening to this.
Crazy.
And we need to get into it. We took some time off, so now we've really been able to think and watch spring training. And yes, I know that the Dodgers pitching has been more than atrocious, but that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about once the spring training doesn't matter. The season matters, but spring training, thankfully, because if they did, the Padres would be even worse off than the Dodgers. But we won't get into that right now. So that's what's up. So we're going to start with our biggest disappointments that we think will take place in the 2021 season. I'll just start it off for you guys to give you an idea okay. Where my head's at. I think that the biggest disappointment of the season will once again be the Philadelphia Phillies. I think every year they go into the season with some kind of crazy, like, we're going to win the division, we're so good, Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, blah, 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 blah. And haven't they finished the last 2 years under 500? I just think that they're going to be a disappointment, especially in the NL where it's like, and that division in particular, where it's a very, very good division. And I want to get honorable mention in the NL to the Mets. I don't think the Mets will be as good as advertised. In the AL, I think my biggest disappointment will be... I'm going to go ahead and say the Blue Jays. Sorry. I think that the Blue Jays are only okay. And their offense needs to prove it to me. And I don't think Vladdy is as advertised. And I'm probably going to eat my words on that. I already feel it in my bones. But that's my biggest AL disappointment. Who wants to go? Charles, you want to go next?
Sure, because, well, just to address the Blue Jays, I think they're going to be right back. They'll get into a playoff spot, but only time will tell on that one. I think the Blue Jays heard you, and they're pissed off now, and they're going to have a terrible season. But okay. My biggest disappointment in the NL would have to be the Pittsburgh Pirates. They... are just a total mess right now. There's videos out there saying, how do we fix the Pittsburgh Pirates? I think that's horrible. They're like just the laughingstock of the MLB right now. Their pitchers can't even talk about throwing in the strike zone. Their pitcher threw two consecutive balls behind a batter. I mean, they can't even hit the strike zone. They're just, they're a bad news Bears team out there. And I think they finished last in Major League Baseball this year in 2021. Just going to be a sad season for Pittsburgh fans. At least you guys got the Steelers, man. You got something out there in Pittsburgh because your baseball team ain't doing it right now. And I'm going to have to go with, in the AL, the Seattle Mariners, a team that Ooh. Is always kind of disappointing, to be honest. Ooh. They, ever since they lost Ichiro, and, you know, they've had guys, Ken Griffey Jr., but they can never win a World Series. They've never won one. Seattle fans are pretty disappointed in them every year come postseason push come October. And I don't think they have enough guys right now to keep up with, honestly, the Angels and the Athletics are just too good of a team. The Athletics especially. That I don't think that the Mariners can keep up. You watch out for the Angels. They might come up later for biggest surprise because they've been looking really good lately.
They're going to stink like they always do.
They don't Pirates, always stink, Heather.
You can't
I don't know why you have so much hate for the Angels. But
the Pirates,
Reese, what do you got for your...
when they always suck. Like, that's not what I consider a disappointment. They're just, like, always bad. I guess I consider it a disappointment to be one that's, like, hyped up to be really good that falls really short. But the Pirates aren't like that.
You could be disappointed in a team for not getting better. That's also something that is out there a lot.
But speaking of teams that have never won the World Series, Reese.
Oh, here we go. I know exactly where Reese is going to go. Yep, there it is.
Who's your biggest disappointment of the NL and the AL?
Okay, let's be a little spicy today. If we're going with teams that you expect to be really good and actually are not going to be, I'm going to say in the AL, let's go with the Yankees. And the reason I'm saying that is, yeah, I'm going to be a little controversial. But The reason I'm saying that is because Luke Voit, like, literally just got pulled out for surgery, and he, like, I feel like that's going to hurt the team. I feel like it is. He's, like, expected to come back in, what, like, June? However, like, you know, when he comes back, I think he's going to need some time to, like, warm up again and get used to playing in the big leagues after having been out for, like, several months. And, like, it's good that he's getting surgery now so he's not missing the bulk of the season. But, like, I still think it's going to take him. And I'm not saying that he carries the team on his back because he doesn't. But, like, I mean, he's a good player. And I feel like, you know, he's, what is he, their first baseman? And so I think that, you know, that's going to harm them. So I'm going to go with the good old Yankees.
And they get hurt a lot too, Reese. Their whole team was like on IR last season, it felt like. So that's an interesting pick, a good pick, because they seem to can never stay healthy. They're using their farm system team by the end of the season. It always seems like guys I've never even heard of.
Literally. Yep. So I think that the Yankees for the AL, and then for the NL, I'm going to say the Marlins because I don't think anyone expected them to have as good of a season as they did last year. And I feel like now because they had that season, everyone's like, Marlins, Marlins, Marlins. But then they're going to come into it this year and be the same old Marlins that everyone is used to, with the exception of the 2020 season. So I think that they're going to be hyped up this year. But I think that I don't think they're going to live up to last season's
title. Poor Marlins. They just ended their streak of every time they made it to the postseason, they won the World Series. So,
I know, that's so funny. Exactly.
They're super streaky, and I don't think that they can put together back-to-back seasons in their whole franchise. I don't think so either. So it would be a shock to me if they come back next season and make the postseason, to be honest, because I don't see. They have some great young talent, but the chemistry still needs to get there, and they don't have enough experience that late in the season, so I don't think they're going to be there. And I think just like the Yankees, they're going to have to battle some injuries because some of their guys are now getting deeper into their lifespan as a baseball player, so it's going to be interesting to see what the Marlins do. But what do you got for biggest surprise, Heather? Who's going to surprise you out here next season?
Just to say about the Yankees, I don't know if it's, I'm not worried so much about their offense as I am about their pitching. Like, they have one pitcher. They have one. and I know that East Coast people just want to rant and rave about the Yankees, but that actually leads into my biggest surprise very nicely. I think my biggest surprise in the AL is going to be the Boston Red Sox, y'all.
Okay.
They're playing with house money, and when the Red Sox are playing with house money, you best watch out. I think Chris Sale will come back, although we know he's a little bit washed, but I think their offense, I mean, basically they have, like, how many? Three or four Dodgers, and the Dodgers won the World Series last year, so I think they're in pretty good shape there.
Just because they have Dodgers players, they're not in good shape? It seemed like those were the... Those were the scrubs that the Dodgers got rid of, no? For the most part. No. It was the guys not good enough to stay on the team, or they would cost too much money.
In exchange for Mookie Betts was Alex Verdugo. So, yeah, he's not as good as Mookie Betts. I'll give you that one. But he's a damn good player, and we miss him here in L.A. And Kike is an all-around great defender. We know he's a streaky bat. But when you have a glove like his, then you get to stay in the majors for 10-plus years. And I will miss Kike here. So I'm going to go with Boston, and they certainly can't be as bad as they were last year. So I think there'll be a surprise, like, in it, at least for a little bit of the season, to where we're like, oh, okay, maybe they'll get a wild card? But then they'll probably fall off. But I think they'll be,
Make a good run.
They'll make a good run, I think. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I'm probably going to be wrong on all these. In the NL, gosh, it's a tricky one. I'm going to go my biggest surprise. I think we're counting out the Nationals. They won the World Series 2 years ago. And I know they lost Rendon. And I know they lost, what's his name, retired. But I still think that Scherzer will come back. Strasburg will come back. They still have Corbin, who's good. So their pitching staff is fine.
Yeah, Brad Hand. I like that Nationals team. They got some great pitching, for sure. Yeah, I like them more than your Red Sox team, for sure, as well. Just because of the pitching. Because the Nationals actually have, like, more than two starting pitchers that are decent. All the Red Sox have are like Sale and John Lester, apparently.
John Lester's interesting. I think Juan Soto will take another step and be an MVP candidate, as we all think he will be. And Trey Turner's a really good shortstop. So, and they have other pieces there too. And, I feel like the Nationals are a sneaky pick for that division. And again, we're all saying Braves or Mets. I think Nationals can be in there. So those are my surprises. Charles, what are yours?
I like those, Heather. I think those are pretty, I think that those can come alive, especially the Nationals pick. That's pretty interesting out there. But my biggest surprise, it's going to be a bad one, unfortunately. I think the Rays are going to surprise a lot of people and tank and not make the postseason season.
It's supposed to be a positive surprise, but okay, fine.
I'm taking a different route.
That would be a surprise.
Okay, no, it's I'm taking different takes today, guys. I'm going weird
Charles
and going the opposite
route.
Built
different.
That's right. Okay. So the Rays are going to surprise. They lost their two best pitchers, and I don't think that they can come back and make a run without, guys like Snell and, Morton. I don't think that they have the overall capability of putting together a run with that roster. Their coach made way too many analytical calls. I think that he continues to do so late in the postseason. It's going to take him a little bit of time to figure out. He doesn't have a lot of experience there. And everybody's still so high on Tampa Bay, but I'm sorry. I don't see it for them next season after giving away so many of their players. And for my NL pick, I think that I'm going to have to go with the Chicago Cubs. They got eliminated early in the first round last season, and I think a lot of people are writing them off. They got a great team over there still, and I think that they can put together – they're like one pitcher away, in my opinion, from making a good run. Another one, honorable mention to the St. Louis Cardinals. I think that they're going to surprise a lot of teams this year. They just got Arenado and they got Goldschmidt. They got great corners. They still have Flaherty. They still have great pitching there in St. Louis. And I think those two teams are going to see some Cubs-Cardinals heated rivalries again in the postseason. And, of course, the Dodgers will be in there. So I think it's going to be a great postseason. And I think we'll see a lot of these old rivalries come back. You're going to see Dodgers-Padres for sure. You're going to see, a new rivalry come about, I think, in Dodgers-Braves. I think that they're going to start matching up in the postseason a lot more. And
well, they already have.
Some good surprises. I think it's going to become more of a heated rivalry, though, in terms of how many times they're going to have to play each other in the next couple of years, because both of those teams are pretty stacked overall in terms of their pitching and hitting rotations. So I think we're going to see a lot of surprises in terms of new rivalries and those three teams that I mentioned in the Cubs, the Cardinals, and the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, I think I'm taking the Brewers for my NL Central pick. Special shout out to them. I think their pitching is really good, and I think Christian Yelich can't be any worse than he was last season. So that combined.
Everybody's on the Brewers. I don't understand. I mean, they were good, but
Vegas is saying the Cardinals are going to win that division. So
I would agree with Vegas. I would agree with Vegas.
But that's not a surprise. Okay, whatever. Charles,
it is a surprise, to be honest. It is a surprise that the Cardinals are back into it by adding just Arenado. I still think the Cubs, but I was giving an honorable mention to the Cards. The Cardinals?
Yeah. Okay. The Cardinals were in the playoffs last season, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Reese, what are your biggest surprises?
Okay, in the AL, Charles is going to like this one. I think that the Angels are going to have a really phenomenal season. I'm serious.
They still don't have any.
I agree.
I think that they're going to have a phenomenal season. I think that Ohtani is going to be one of the best two-way players this season. That's my prediction. That's my hot take. We'll see what happens. Making predictions is like throwing a dart at a dartboard that's like spinning around really fast blindfolded, but that's my prediction. In the NL, oh boy. That's hard. Let's go with the Cubs. I think that their World Series hangover is horrendous. I think it's been so bad. The worst. I think that this year gonna turn things around. I think that we're gonna see them making a deep run this season. going into the postseason. So my picks are the Cubs and the Angels.
I don't get where this Angels hate comes from Heather, to be honest.
They don't have pitching. They don't have pitching. I mean, it's not hate. It's like, it's stating facts.
Every time it comes up, it's just like, oh, that they're horrible. Or same with the Padres. They're a great team, but they get a lot of shade from you.
Well, I give respect to the Dodgers. I mean, Padres Twitter would make you believe that they won the World Series last year.
Okay, but if you go on Dodgers Twitter, y'all shoot at Padres fans for trying to get players. Like, oh, you got Yu Darvish? Who do you guys think you are? You think you're contenders? It's like, come on, Doyer fans.
What
are you going to shoot on a team for trying to be good? Trying to get up there with y'all?
Here's the difference between the Angels and the competition. Padres. Yeah, the Padres are actually a good team, and I've never once said that they're not a good team. So, I don't know, maybe go back and listen. And then the Angels are a bad team. I'm pretty sure that's also false.
The Angels are not a bad team for almost finishing 500. That's pretty damn good.
Almost finishing 500? Almost.
That's not a bad team.
Almost finishing 500?
The Pirates weren't even close to 500.
When they're under 500, you almost finish 500?
Not even a little bit.
That's
the Pirates weren't even close, Heather. The Giants and the Angels are way compared to the Pirates.
Almost finished 500. I'm so sorry.
This is the classic Dodger fan. Thinks that now they won a World Series, they can now, you know, boast about all this stuff. A Dodger fan that didn't even believe that they were going to win the World Series.
I will say that one of my coworkers who's a Dodgers fan literally walks around the restaurant on a weekly basis and goes, I'm a goddamn champion.
Yeah, I mean, we all are for the first time in 30 fucking years, guys. 30 years, it's been hard. And by the way, if you notice, during the postseason when they were down 3-1, you didn't see the Dodger fans go crazy, did you? Because we all thought that it was over like it is every year. So we keep very humble until the last pitch was thrown by Julio Urias. So now, I'll have you guys know.
You guys were on it the whole year. Maybe you were a little different.
What are you talking about?
But I saw, okay, one moment of that entire season.
Heather, I love you, but Dodgers fans are not humble.
No.
Hell yes, they are, because they know what the alternative is. We've been the ones to lose.
You guys talk so much trash on the Cardinals. The Giants think you're going to beat them every year, and then they surprise you. That's why you guys kept getting eliminated by in the last decade.
You want to go back to 2014?
Is that what you want to go over?
Yeah. You want to go back to fucking 2014? You want to know what happened in fucking 2014?
I already know.
Cardinals
gave up that bomb, and that was so sad. Exactly.
They hit what's his name? Joe Kelly on the Cardinals hit the guy, and then it was over. What's his name? Manny Ramirez. You want to know that that happened?
I remember Manny Ramirez.
The Dodgers
exactly.
have been through some of the worst
You should know the woes. You should know the woes as a fan. The last 20 years, and give love to those who are trying to build up.
The Angels haven't done shit to improve for the past 5 years. They're wasting Mike Trout like the poor son of a bitch. He's already 30 years old. The guy's going to just end his career a great regular season player because they don't give him an opportunity because they don't get pitching. Look at who was available. Bauer was available, didn't get him. Cole was available last year, didn't get him. I mean, you could go on and on with the pitching that's been available that they didn't get. So that's not my fault. That's the Angels organization's fault. And I'm just stating that the Angels pitching is, I think their ERA is a 5. I mean, it's shit. Sorry, Angels. I mean, listen, Kershaw's been shit this spring. Bueller's been shit this spring. Bauer's just been okay. And they still have 5 pitchers after that the Dodgers can throw out as a starting rotation. After those 3 guys. So don't give me shit, okay? The Dodgers are good. The pitching is good. The hitting rotation has 3 MVPs, I believe. So you can't talk trash until you prove it to me. That's all I'm saying.
The Dodgers are the new Yankees.
But they'll prove it this season as per my prediction.
They're just buying the World Series.
Buying players. They have more home
runs
than the fucking Padres.
They don't have a farm system.
They have more home runs.
Don't bring
the Padres. Are you kidding me?
Why are we bringing the Padres into this? I literally have not said anything.
Well, we're getting there because the next 3 categories are MVP, World Series. I know who you're picking, okay? You're not going to say the Dodgers, okay? You're going to say the Padres for 3 categories.
You actually have no idea. Actually, I'm not going to say
anything. Okay, well, let's go into it then. That was enough of that. The next category is who we think our NL and AL MVPs are going to be. I'll go right on ahead. I think my and AL MVP. We've all been talking, for some reason, garbage about the Yankees. Like, don't underestimate them. Their World Series winning percentage is really obscene. I'm saying Aaron Judge, because the minute that guy's healthy, he's an MVP contender, full stop. Sorry, not sorry. And he was robbed by Jose Altuve in 2017, just like the Dodgers were. The Yankees also suffered at the hands of the Astros. So that's my pick. And he's 28, 29. He's like really in his prime. And then my NL MVP pick, there's a lot of good options out there. I don't know if Ronald Acuna is one of those good options. I mean, I need to see it first. I'm going to say Mookie Betts, or Corey Seager. Why? Because I think they'll be healthy, where Tatis is a decent pick, but he won't be healthy. He's already showing signs of non-health in spring training, so that's never good. And so Mookie Betts, you can't count him out. I think we all forgot that the Dodgers even had him for a second. Corey Seager's hit like 400 in spring training and clearly hasn't even cooled off from his really historic, I'll say, postseason of last year. So those are my picks for, I'm sorry if you guys hate it. I don't know what to say to you. They're good hitters. Go ahead, Charles.
Mike Trout, AL MVP, easy money. He's going to come back and do it yet again. The man's won cars and gone to All-Star games from doing it so many times. Can't knock the guy. He's a GOAT. Yeah. One of the GOATs up there. I think he will be the GOAT by the end of his career for sure. He's just an all-around player. Amazing guy. Great guy. Now a dad too. Nice family man. Like
great.
It.
Okay.
In the NL, next. I think I'm gonna go with, hey, slow your roll. Gosh, I'll give you your turn. And the next one, I'm gonna go in the NL, Francisco Lindor. I think that he's gonna fit in really well in the Mets. I think that he has a great season there. And I think he's ready to prove himself in a bigger market than, you know, what Cleveland can offer. Cleveland, you know, only been to one World Series and lost to the Cubbies back in 2016 over the last decade. So I think he's trying to get to a place that hasn't made a run in a while. And hopefully New York is ready for him. And they're going to have a great season, I think, over there in New York. And hopefully we got that Subway Series back in alive again over there in New York as well.
Okay, cool. Reese?
Okay, so AL is Mike Trout, thank you. NL, I'm gonna go with either Tatis or Corey Seager. There you go, Heather. He is a very talented individual. I think you're right, he's gonna still be riding high from last season. He had a phenomenal postseason. Anyone with eyes can see that. Even if you're not a baseball fan, you'll know. Those two household names, Fernando Tatis Jr. and Corey Seager, one of them is going to be MVP.
He's a junior. He just said he's a household name. You call him senior. He's a junior.
Isn't a household name to someone you know very, very well?
No, but didn't you like say it's a senior?
Like it's common knowledge.
Like, you said senior by accident.
No, I said junior.
Okay, my apologies. Yeah, I think he's a household name, probably.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah, fine. Okay, fair enough. Two shortstops, lots of shortstops in those picks. And they're not often World Series.
Yes, we love our shortstops.
We love our shortstops. Okay, so let's see who we think is going to play in the World Series. So I think the two teams that will represent baseball in the Fall Classic are going to be shocking to everybody. I think we finally deserve our Dodgers-Yankees. I'm not confident on the Yankees pick, as for the reasons that I detailed earlier. I know the White Sox, everybody loves them. I would be hesitant to gush over the White Sox. Like, they were bad at the end of last season. But they will probably be better. So I'm going to say Dodgers-Yankees for an all-time matchup. By the way, P.S., the last time the Dodgers and the Yankees matched up in the World Series, the Dodgers won. So we all think that the Yankees win every time, but in 1981, the Dodgers played the Yankees and won. So that's my pick for World Series teams. Charles?
Do you want to go with your winner as well, Heather? I think it would make
sense
if you just want to pick the
winner there.
And
then from that,
quick.
I think the Dodgers win in five.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I've been making those things baseball fans need to understand, and like we're talking about, I know the Angels don't have the pitching yet. We're getting there. We're not, you know, we don't have that big market in LA. We can't offer Bauer that sexy, you know, LA suite or anything like that. He's got to take the bullet and come down to Anaheim. But I am going to go with the Dodgers. Obviously, they're just way too good. I think if they stay healthy, there's no taking them down this year. Their rotation's deep. Then in the AL, it's tough. It's, I think it's really wide open this year, but I think the White Sox are right there, and I really want to say the White Sox. And, you know, I think it's between the White Sox and the Yankees if they stay healthy, because both of those teams, I think, have the best pitching in the AL. You know, you got Keuchel and Giolito. I think if you had one more star over there, they also have one more guy. I'm blanking on his name, but they have, if you add one more pitcher to that rotation, and, you know, Tim Anderson, Grandal, all those bats that they got there, I think that they have the potential to make a run. And, you know, they got snubbed last year by the A's, a very good team. And, hey, guess what? They just stole the A's closer in Hendricks, got like the best closer right now in baseball, which could help them close out a lot of games, especially now that we're going to be looking at, guys, the COVID really messed up how pitchers go into games and the amount of time that they're going to pitch. I shouldn't say messed up.
Brandon Sports Talk is a sports talk podcast where he interviews athletes, coaches, and sports business owners. You can listen to Brandon Sports Talk on YouTube and find his amazing content on Instagram at Brandon Sports Talk, as well as Twitter at @talk_Brandon.
So with COVID, I just think that the pitchers are now going to have to adjust, and they're probably going to get less time. So people that have a bit of a deeper rotation, like we were talking about with the Nationals having Hand and like the White Sox now adding Hendricks, I think that they're in a prime position to make it. So I'm going to go Dodgers, White Sox. I think it's White Sox, Yankees in the ALCS, but I think White Sox pull it out. And like I said, I don't think there's anyone who could take down that lineup right now. If they stay healthy and if Bauer starts fitting in, I think the Dodgers do it in five as well. I think five, six is pushing it for them. I think, you know, since they've already been there, they've had the experience.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, they've been to three in the last 4 years. So I like the Dodgers in five there against the White Sox.
Yeah, I don't even think, it's so funny, before you go, Reese, I think that, like, teams say if they stay healthy. In the Dodgers' case, it's almost like they need a couple injuries for anything for them to make sense. Because they have too many people.
The only one that would make sense would be Price, because he didn't even pitch last year. He hasn't really pitched in, like, 2 years. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see how he comes back after not playing for a year and a half. He's probably injury-prone at this point, but he could have a Verlander year. I mean, he's about that Verlander age when Verlander went off of the Astros.
Yeah.
I know we hate talking about that season here, but he could have a good season there over in LA. I don't know. We'll see.
It wasn't the pitcher's fault. It was the hitter's fault, but Justin Verlander doesn't seem like the greatest guy. Anyway, Reese, go ahead.
Okay, so as much as I would love to see the Dodgers and the Yankees, like, I genuinely would love to see that, and I really hope that's what happens. I think it's going to be the Dodgers and the White Sox. That's my prediction.
Let's go, Reese.
I told you, you're going to be surprised. I'm not picking the Padres. I think the Padres are going to win in 2022 or 2023, but I don't think they're going to win this year. Obviously, I think they'll have a good postseason run, but I don't think they're going to the World Series this year. They'll definitely be wild card, but I think that the Dodgers and the White Sox and... let's be different. I'm going to say the White Sox are going to win in six. Thank you. Good night.
Wow.
So that's guys, so gross. We're going to have a like World Series viewing party together.
Do you have any explanation?
Let's go Chicago.
Do you have any reason why Chicago would beat the mighty Dodgers in six?
Realistically, the Dodgers will probably beat the White Sox, realistically, if we're looking at facts, figures, and statistics, but I'm just going to be different and say the White Sox because they're the underdogs. Okay. I love the underdogs.
This is Reese's baseball world where underdogs win, and so the White Sox, they're just taking
this
it.
This is Reese's baseball world, and we're all just living in it.
That's right.
No, if this were my baseball world, the Padres would be consecutive World Series champs. This is clearly not my baseball world, but Yeah, so I'm going to go Dodgers, White Sox in six. I think the Dodgers will put up a good fight, but I think that they might fall apart at the end. So what? Let's go White so Sox, crazy. But we'll see.
I do say, yep. I do, you know, we're all talking about the Dodgers. I will say that their offense, it could use another good person. You know, if we're really, like, building the perfect
please
team.
Please, God, no. Don't give the Dodgers anyone else. No, they don't need it.
They can use another person. Save that's all I'm saying.
For the rest of... Give it to the Angels.
Thank you. No. I mean, they were already Golden State adding Bauer. That was like signing KD after you just won a NBA title.
I was on an airplane when they signed Bauer, and I literally almost started crying. I was on an airplane. I had bought myself Wi-Fi so I could do homework. And, of course, the first thing I see after buying myself $8 Wi-Fi is
Bauer to L.A.
Was that
eight?
Bauer to L.A. And yeah.
Fuck. Yep.
It was like okay, gosh. I needed to do homework. And, of course, that's the first thing I see. So I literally was like, is this a joke? Like, I'm 30,000 feet in the air, and I'm so disappointed. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Reese, I still think the most exciting team will be the Padres. I also think the Astros just take a tank. So I think that they don't even make the postseason. I mean, they just lost Springer and Brantley. And, I mean, who else do they have in that offense?
Bregman,
and
Altuve.
Altuve was like the worst Correa. Defensive Altuve was the worst defensive second baseman last year. He couldn't even baseball. Catch a pop fly. I just
go listen to that episode.
They're I so don't stupid. Think the Astros are going to be good at all. Speak about pitching. I mean, who do they have besides Valdez on their Greinke. Roster? Greinke's getting up there. He's a veteran. I'm not a big Greinke guy for next season. I don't think he's going to perform.
He was
another
good
reason
last
why
season.
I don't think that I know I'm not a big Greinke guy this season. I don't think he's going to perform for them, but
yeah,
I also think the NL
decent...
is more exciting, too.
Oh, the
well.
NL is far more exciting.
There's a lot better teams. I mean, when I was thinking about the AL, guys, so, okay, I'm glad we're all in agreement for once on that, because I look at the AL, and we talked about so many teams that were going to disappoint, like, that were supposed to be decent, like the Blue Jays and a couple other ones. So who else is there besides, I mean, and the A's just got rid of their closer. What, is it just the White Sox and the Yankees next year?
And the Yankees aren't even as good as
advertised. They're not even that good. So
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The AL, I feel like, is wide open, especially if these injuries start coming around. And
yeah,
and
the AL should be interesting. Yeah. Not
you
excited,
just basically have the Braves, the Dodgers. They're basically the top two up there. And I think honorable mention to the Cubbies and the Padres. But other than that.
Guys,
no, I think
I'm
the NL
so
is pretty dominated.
Baseball's coming back. Let's go.
I know.
Let's go. It's right around the corner.
Excited.
We hope
literally,
all
like
of y'all
within
are
48 hours.
Because it's coming around on Thursday.
Like
I'm going to opening day Angels White Sox.
What?
So
you
how'd
are?
You get tickets?
Yeah,
I'm going to be covering
that?
The game for All Talk, doing a TikTok live
please
for all the fans
bro,
who want to
bro, you
got to
do a stand-up while you're there. I'm not even joking.
Do a podcast while you're there.
Please.
I will. Yeah, I'm
going to
be
on Twitter.
I'm going to be doing a TikTok live, really... and I'm also going to screen record. I'll have somebody else record it. And
oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous. Can we please come with you?
That's so cool.
The members of All Talk Nobody are requesting to go.
I'm jealous. Have so much fun. Send lots of photos and videos so we can live vicariously through you as we watch on our TV screens.
But did
Reese,
you
just went to spring training as well.
Oh, 30 bucks, baby.
There you go, Reese. There you go.
It's more.
I had some tickets last minute. I don't know how we got them, but it's, they're open capacity. They check your temperature and all that. I don't think you have to get a COVID test before going in. Especially with all the vaccines going out right now, but it should be really fun.
Gosh,
I'm excited
Charles.
Just to go in.
It's
and
gonna be so fun. I'm happy for you.
That's
and watch
great.
The game again.
That's great.
It's been over a year, guys. I can't believe it. Can you believe
how
long it's been?
That's how I felt walking into the Peoria Sportsplex. I was like, this is crazy just like being here and like walking out there. I was like, whoa. So that's what it's like.
Just even spring training. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't do. Did you do a stand up while you were out there in spring training? Did you do a couple?
No, I didn't. We were actually late to the game just because we ran into traffic on the way out, but yeah.
Oh, you were? That's tough. That's too bad.
Yeah, we got there at like the second or third inning. So we weren't super late, but I mean, we missed like a decent chunk of it. So yes, no stand-ups, but did thoroughly enjoy that experience.
That's really great. I went to spring training last year and I saw two games. It was very fun, even though the Dodgers lost one of those two. But it was fun. Yeah, anyway, it'll be fun to go to a game. I want to go to a game this season if it's safe. And I'd like to get vaccinated first, if possible.
We have to go to a game together, all of us. The three of us will go. And that would be really so much fun.
We really do.
That has to be the first time. Just so all the fans know, we have never met in person. So I feel like never, it's only fitting meet at a baseball game.
Squad.
For, I don't know, maybe it's going to be Dodgers, Padres. Maybe it's going to be Angels, Padres, Angels, Dodgers. We got so many options because literally all of us are like at the perfect point to where we can go.
Let's go to a Padres San Diego. Dodgers game. That would be really good.
Heather's in LA. I'm in Long Beach. We could go wherever. Like, we got all our bases covered. That's what we do here at All Talk.
We got all our bases. We cover all the bases. There's a couple of crazy pitches covering all their bases.
I was going to make a joke about a bad defensive team and it couldn't come to me quickly enough. I was going to say, You got my
Jose Altuve.
Jose Altuve. No, he's a good. Yeah. I mean, listen.
He's horrible defensively. Come on.
At the plate, he's a decent. I mean, he stole the MVP from Aaron Judge. I don't know. Whatever. I hate all of them. Correa sucks. Bregman sucks. Verlander sucks.
This is what I was hoping for. You were talking like Correa's not bad. They still got these guys.
Correa was good in the postseason.
Did Heather just flip sides all of a sudden?
Did you see Correa at Dodger Stadium play in the postseason last year? It was really good. Okay, I'm just going to say that. They lost to the Rays in seven. It was whatever. So nice. Anyway, good series. Cool. So we'll be right back for the wrap-up.
Branded Sports Talk is a sports talk podcast where he interviews athletes, coaches, and sports business owners. You can listen to Brandon Sports Talk on YouTube and find his amazing content on Instagram at Brandon Sports Talk, as well as Twitter at @talk_Brandon.
That's it from us here at All Talk No Bock. We hope you enjoyed our opening day precursor to what's to come, all of our predictions, our surprises. Mm. It's going to be a great, exciting season. A lot of great new rivalries we're used to seeing, and we're just excited to get back into baseball here and start going to some games. That's limited capacity. I know it's a little bit expensive, but try to see if you can snag something on Ticketmaster at the last second, or you know, study the ticket waiver wire and try to get something for you. We hope you enjoy. Oh yeah, there's also apps that you can get your tickets at. You know, they slash the prices at the last minute, so those are the best. Uh-huh. And we hope you enjoyed this episode. There was some beef, obviously, but, you know, when we start talking about our teams, we get a little passionate and things get heated, but it's all love here at All Talk No Bock. We're all friendly here. We all get, you know, together on the weekends, sing Kumbaya. That's Reese's favorite.
No, we don't do that. That's incorrect.
We hope that you will go check out a lot of our great stuff on our social media. The TikTok has been popping off.
Right.
We got a lot of great debate topics out there for things that baseball players should know. Put us in the comments. Let us know what you think. Give us ideas for our next TikToks, our next social media posts. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're going to be doing a bunch of new stuff there. And, you know, we always have our article postings that you guys can go read our stuff. And via Redbubble, we got our merchandise on the website at alltalknobock.com. And Heather, what do we got coming up next week besides opening day?
Well, Charles, the highly anticipated Batter Up YouTube show airs on Thursday, the same day as opening day. So I'm not going to tell y'all which team we're starting out with, but it's a doozy. And if you guys want to know what the show's about, another All Talk No Bock member, David, and I, he lives in Philly. I live here in LA, obviously. And we do some cooking. Neither of us can cook at all. And you'll see that really fast. But we cook the secret menu items off of every stadium in baseball's secret menu. So we pick an item, we cook it up for you, and every week it's different. Could be dessert, could be lunch, could be dinner, could be cocktail, could be a breakfast item. Could be just about anything. So make sure to check that out. It airs on Thursday, so 2 days after you're listening to this. We're very excited about it. And it was fun. It's fun to do. We have more episodes coming your way each Thursday. So make sure to check that out.
Making me hungry over here.
We have new merch up on Redbubble that we promised you guys for weeks. It's up there. So check that out. And the articles have been great. We're going to 2 days a week instead of three, so I guess it'll leave you wanting more. So check that out, 2 days a week as opposed to three. If you'd like to write for us, email myself or Sebastian. Information is on the website. And that's all. Follow us on social. Thank you guys for listening in. We'll be back next week. Sorry we missed the past 2 weeks. But I just have to say one more closing item. If the Dodgers are the disappointing team in baseball, Heather will be very sad. Because I'm a little concerned about their pitching after spring training. I'm a little concerned about their offense after spring training. But hopefully they're not, and we can all enjoy the Dodgers-Yankees in the World Series with the Dodgers kicking their buttocks in five. That's my prediction. We all heard it 2 minutes ago.
Real humble.
So thank you all. We love you. On behalf of Reese, who's looking at her nails, Charles, who's doing fists, and myself, we love you. We'll see you next week and more regularly now as the season progresses. I tip my cap to you fans. Love you all. Bye!